The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, estimates there are now 1.2 million Iraqi refugees in Syria, 750,000 in Jordan, 100,000 in Egypt, 54,000 in Iran, 40,000 in Lebanon, and 10,000 in Turkey. That does not include an estimated 1.9 million Iraqis who are internally displaced and still living in Iraq. Journalist and Middle East analyst Nir Rosen, a fellow at the New America Foundation, compares the Iraqi refugee crisis with that of the Palestinians in 1948, which he says does not bode well for the future.
They were driven to Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, elsewhere. Eventually, they were politicized, militarized. And these days, some Palestinian refugee camps have been exporting fighters to the jihad in Iraq. So governments in the region are worried about another refugee crisis because of the economic burden their presence has caused. And they themselves have begun to view themselves as the Palestinians. And I believe that in years to come, the Iraq conflict will become the Middle East conflict.
In Syria and Jordan, the influx of Iraqi refugees has strained social services, hospitals, and schools. Nir Rosen says Syria is by far the most generous in terms of accepting refugees and granting them a modicum of rights. In Jordan, Mr. Rosen said, there is a myth that the refugees are wealthy, but in fact, most are middle class and some are quite poor, and their children cannot attend public schools. Jordanian journalist Rana Sabah says that in the period following the invasion, Jordanians were very sympathetic to the refugees. But as the sectarian strife worsened, huge numbers of refugees fled across the border, overwhelming Jordanian resources.
Now they are competing with the Jordanians for the same limited services and the same limited job offers. The worst thing is every time I go out to do a story on these Iraqis in Jordan, they all come to me, please help us, can you find us a job? And my colleagues say the same thing.
UNHCR calls Iraq the most covered conflict in the world, and the humanitarian crisis in Iraq the least covered humanitarian crisis. Nir Rosen says that's partly because it is an almost invisible refugee crisis, since people are not living in camps. They're almost exclusively urban refugees.
Now, what's interesting about this refugee crisis, what's unique about it, I think, is that in most cases, the Iraqis are blended into the urban fabric of Damascus, of Amman. For the most part, they say that they're never going to go back, especially Sunnis and Christians. Christians don't want to go back. They want to go to the West. Sunnis, and I think they realize that Baghdad is basically lost to them forever.
An additional 2 million Iraqis may be internally displaced. Nir Rosen says Refugees International estimates that 150,000 IDPs live in the three northern Kurdish provinces. VOA correspondent Margaret Bashir, who reports from both Baghdad and Erbil, says Iraq's 18 provinces have been overwhelmed in trying to provide basic services to the IDPs.
In fact, now more than half of the provinces are preventing displaced people from entering their territories. In this autonomous Kurdistan region in northern Iraq, you have many Christians who have fled there from Kirkuk, from Baghdad, Mosul. You also have Sunnis and Shiites. Most of the people I've spoken to who are displaced in northern Iraq don't intend to stay there, you know, the non-Kurds. They don't speak Kurdish, and 90% of the population up there speaks Kurdish and not Arabic. So it is hard for them to assimilate, and they do want to go home.
But when and if the Iraqi refugees will be able to go home is uncertain. European countries such as Sweden have offered resettlement to a few thousand of them. What is troubling, Nir Rosen says, is that the U.S. response to this refugee crisis has been unlike that to many other refugee crises.
While causes such as Darfur are popular with Americans because we have no vested interest, we didn't cause that. We caused this. This is not Rwanda, where we can say the Hutus and Tutsis were killing each other. Iraq has no history of a civil war. This is a direct result of American policies that promoted sectarianism within Iraq and the occupation that pitted one group against another in Iraq.
Nir Rosen says the U.S. response has been quite limited in terms of resettlement. Last year, 202 Iraqi refugees were resettled in the United States. In February, the U.S. State Department announced a goal of resettling 7,000 this year. But thus far, only 130 refugees have actually been resettled, partly because of security concerns. Many of these people had worked for the United States as translators or in offices in construction agencies. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.